Agencies are launching efforts to keep employees who have between 5 and 10 years of government experience. That's about the time when many are ready to move up the career ladder or move on to the private sector. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now to explain what agencies are doing to retain those workers. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, you heard about several efforts as part of Public Service Recognition Week, which began Sunday. What are agencies doing now to make sure that they keep these workers?
Well, it's called really the bathtub effect in many agencies, where there's a lot of employees at each end of the spectrum, but there's a huge dip in the middle. And it's really nothing new. I mean, we've talked about this for years, but I think agencies are seeing it more pronounced now because I think there is this dearth of people who have in that, you know, 10 to 20 year experience in government. And so as agencies are starting to realize that, it's at about 5 years that many feds are getting that itch to see what else they can do. The Environmental Protection Agency is trying to scratch that itch in some ways. Bob Perciasepe is the acting administrator of EPA.
We are rolling out actually next week something we call a skills marketplace, where since we now have these social business-oriented social media in most of our, in many of our agencies now, what we're trying to do is capitalize on that and have people have their skill sets, as Dan was talking about, on there. But we're changing our HR policies on details. I call it like a micro detail. If somebody's got a big, heavy project somewhere and they're a good entrepreneur as a manager, they can get resources from around the agency as we're freeing this up. And it makes people see the agency from other perspectives, be involved with other parts of the agency for a small amount of their time each year. This way the whole agency benefits from the more fungibility of the skill sets.
Doing this means a lot of social media has come into play, whether it's blogs or wikis or some other kind of collaboration tools. And the younger employees, he says, tend to be attracted to this type of initiative. Now, there's other agencies doing other things at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Sean Donovan's the secretary. He says the agency launched HUD Connect about a year ago.
But it really has spawned all of these interest groups where folks are sharing ideas, thoughts about the agency, knowledge, in ways that we could never create just by saying, oh, you know, we're going to start a group for X or for Y. And that's one thing. The other, we started to connect those employees very intentionally to our younger employees. We have an under five group, not they're under 5 years old, right, but they've been at HUD less than 5 years. And we've connected them with some of our most experienced managers at the agency. And it's been a great thing both for the folks who have been there 30, 40, 50 years, as well as for these younger employees to get to what I said before, which is how do you build careers and really encourage folks to stay once they're already serving in public service.
So Donovan and Perciasepe spoke yesterday at a town hall event sponsored by the Partnership for Public Service in Washington as part of this week-long celebration of Public Service Recognition Week.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, part of this effort is also to build up morale, which has taken a hit over the past few years. What are agencies doing to improve that whole spirit situation?
Yeah, morale definitely has taken a bit of a hit, and I think the panel recognized that they were really fighting an uphill battle in many ways. And I think the common theme across the board yesterday was, let's make sure we know the employees know that they're valued. For example, Donovan holds agency-wide virtual town hall meetings regularly.
That includes every field office around the country. And we're unusual as an agency to have two-thirds of our staff out in the field across the country. For an agency of 9,000 people, about 80 field offices, so very dispersed. And so technology is incredibly important in terms of communicating. And that process of listening to employees, taking questions online, over video teleconference, it's a very simple thing, but it's amazing how much that means to be able to really understand what's going on in my head and the other in senior leadership, but also to hear from employees as well.
So Donovan, like several others, also say they meet regularly with employees as they're traveling. Homeland Security Department Secretary Janet Napolitano says she not only meets with employees, but is trying to offer them something more.
One of the most important things the senior leadership needs to do is have a clarity of vision. It's not just communicating or saying, hey, you're doing a great job. It's really saying, this is where we're going. And, yeah, we're going to have the crisis du jour. We're going to have the congressional hearing to deal with, or the media piece that, you know, is out there or whatever. You know, it's always the crisis du jour. But there needs to be, I think, a longer term, a bigger vision. And then communicating that so people understand their role and what it is that you want them to do. And that you're not only praising them for their efforts, but holding them accountable for helping that vision be achieved. And I think good accountability also helps build good morale.
So Napolitano says another example of this, not just building morale, but listening to agency, listening to employees, is the agency's efficiency review, which actually grew from employee ideas. And Napolitano says she also is trying to focus on improving the frontline supervisors' leadership skills. She says in the employee viewpoint survey, that was highlighted as a specific weakness across DHS. Now, obviously, listening to employees, making sure that they feel that they're part of the decision-making process is huge. Dan Tangerlini, the acting administrator of the General Services Administration, talks about his agency's what he calls the Great Idea Hunt, and this is something we've covered before. But just as a reminder, you know, GSA received about 600 ideas, 20,000 comments on those ideas for ways to improve the agency. So it's another way to bring employee feedback into the mix. And at EPA, Perciasepe says he tries to involve the career senior management more in the decision-making process.
That includes every field officer.
Jason, I think we've lost that clip, but
that's
we
no
get
problem.
The idea here.
So basically what he's saying is there's an executive committee, they bring them in, and then the executive committee helps to kind of get through the process of, okay, where do we go next, what do we do? So the senior leaders, generally speaking, they highlighted why they joined public service, why it's a passion for them, but they also know that they have huge challenges, and the morale issue is a big one. We have a survey on federalnewsradio.com that we did back in January that shows morale is at a low point. And I think that these secretaries and administrators recognize that, and they're trying to do something about it.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thank you for that report.
Thank you.